The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 10. Now after these things the Lord appointed 70 others, and sent them by twos before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to come. And he said to them, The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore to the Lord of the harvest, asking him to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. Look, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no food pouch, no shoes, and stop to greet no one along the way. And into whichever house you enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And stay in that same house, eating and drinking whatever they have to give you, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house seeking for a more comfortable place to stay. And whichever city you enter into, and they receive you, eat whatever is set before you. Heal the sick, and say to them, The kingdom of God has come near you. But into whichever city you enter, and they don't receive you, go out into its town square, and say, Even the dust from your city that clings to our feet we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near to you. I say to you, it will be more tolerable in that day of judgment for Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, the city which has been exalted to high heaven, you will be brought down to Hades. He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me. Furthermore, he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I have seen Satan falling from heaven like lightning. Start, Dyer, Commentary. This was probably a prophetic scene, since Satan is only thrown out of heaven towards the end of the church age. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, and Dyer, Commentary. Look, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you in any way. Nevertheless, don't rejoice that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in the heavens. At that time Jesus exulted in the Spirit and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and revealed them to children. Yes, Father, for it was satisfying for you to do things in this way. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one really knows who the Son is except the Father, or knows who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And turning to speak privately to the disciples, he said, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see the things which you see, but did not see them, and to hear the things that you hear, but did not hear them. And look, a certain expert in Jewish law stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what do I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? And he, answering, said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered correctly. Practice this, and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, But who is my neighbor? Jesus composed his answer, saying, A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and was attacked by robbers who took off his clothes, wounded him, and went their way, leaving him half dead. And by chance a certain priest was going that way, and when he saw him, he went by on the other side of the road. And in the same way a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, went on by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. So came to him, bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them, set him on his own beast of burden, and brought him to an inn, where he took care of him. On the next day, when he left, he took 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, "Take care of him, and whatever you spend besides this, when I come back again, I will repay you." Which of these three would you judge treated as a neighbor the one who was attacked by the robbers? And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same thing." Now as they traveled, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house.
And she also had a sister called Mary,
who sat at the Lord's feet and heard his word. But Martha was preoccupied with many things to do with serving her guests. So she came up to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her that she should help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but only one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen that good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is the end of Luke chapter 10.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.